couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back to another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DuPlacido, and these Celtics beat the Trailblazers 124-107, improving to 62-16 on the season, 35-3 at home. They are now tied for the sixth most wins in franchise history, with four games to go, trying to get back to that 66-16 mark that the 08 Celtics ended up getting. Great game for the Celtics. It's another game that Joe Mazzulla relied solely on our bench in the fourth quarter. Love to see it. The Stay Ready crew, they were significantly more ready in this game. We'll talk about it. Not a lot of negatives from today's game, so we're going to really dive into the game. We're still going to follow the same format, run through player of the game, run through some of the highs. Last section, we'll keep it short. But to get things started here, I really, really need to give player of the game to Peyton Pritchard. Before we dive into the amazing game that Peyton Pritchard had, really need to give a big shout-out to Jaylen Brown. 10,000 career points. This is a really great game for him, so we'll dive into him as well. But 10,000 points for Jaylen Brown. Congratulations. Back to Peyton Pritchard here. I think this was an unbelievable performance. We already talked last game about the Celtics bench coming in the fourth quarter and building up a lead, but then also simultaneously blowing an 18-point lead before hitting the game winner from Xavier Tillman, right? With that being said, the Celtics bench came in and absolutely dominated this fourth quarter. They outscored the Blazers 31-22 in this game. So really strong performance from the bench. Peyton Pritchard spearheaded everything. 20 points, 8 assists in this game. His over-under was actually set at 19.5. Nailed that. Vegas knows their lines. But he was 9 of 13 from the field. So efficient. He was doing everything. He also had one of the most impressive dribbling performances we've seen in a very long time. Like, I'm talking Kyrie Irving against the Milwaukee Bucks playoff dribbling, where he basically did a slip and slide. He looked like an and-one the professor guy out there in this game. Unbelievable dribbling performance, and it led to a wide-open Jaylen Brown 3-2. So really just impressive game from Peyton Pritchard. He's continuing to play at just a ridiculously high level, and it just gives you a lot of faith in this Celtics bench. Joe Mazzulla's talked about it a lot. Peyton Pritchard comes in and plays with a completely different type of intensity that you do not get from a lot of guys on this team, that you don't get from a lot of guys in this league. So really love what Peyton Pritchard's doing lately. Plus 19 in this game. Plus 19. Next closest was Sam Hauser, plus 10. So Peyton Pritchard is just playing really good basketball. Love to see it. But Jaylen Brown, really good game overall. Like I said, had his 10,000th career point on a lefty layup, naturally, because he's just trying to show that off as much as possible right now. This was back to one of Jaylen Brown's like really efficient games. Portland didn't really have an answer for him. 26 points, 10 of 17 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. He was locked in on both sides. 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, only 2 turnovers. And again, 30 minutes, had the ball a lot. So this is a really good game from Jaylen Brown. Back to efficient JB, which is the JB we love to see. Really good game. Porzingis, I thought, was solid. You don't really see a ton of scoring. Only 12 points in this one. Only took 7 shots. But I think he was very, very active on the defensive end. Had 10 rebounds in this game, but also 3 steals and 5 blocks. Unreal stat line. Unreal. Again, didn't try to go out and do a ton as far as the scoring went. Didn't really need to. But defensively, the dude was cleaning up everything. Impressive performance. Al Horford, solid. Drew Holiday, I thought this was a really good game from him too. Again, stat-wise, it's not crazy. 12 points, 5 of 8 from the field, though. Love to see it. 2 for 3. From beyond the arc. Derek White, 15 points, 9 assists. So again, all of these guys playing really well. But you also got really good bench performances. Again, you need that when you're sitting your entire starting lineup, your entire core down the stretch. So Xavier Tillman thought this was a really good game. Really good game. This is coming off of his game winner the other night. 9 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, a steal, 2 blocks. Defended well. Defended Ayton well. So really good game. Sam Hauser broke that ridiculous slump. And by slump, I mean one bad game, but it was 1 for 18. Horrible. But 10 points, 2 of 4 from 3, 4 of 6 from the field. Solid. O'Shea Brissett, 6 points, 2 monstrous dunks. Monstrous dunks, including a beautiful dunk after an absolute dime from Peyton Pritchard. Behind the back, dime, leading into an O'Shea Brissett thunder dunk. Beautiful. Love to see it. But Svi played well. Cornette played well. You got good performances up and down this lineup. Like, really, 124 points. Obviously a good offensive game. But you're looking at some of the numbers here. 16 of 38 from 3. 42% from beyond the arc. Really good. 56% from the field. They had 34 assists on their 49 field goals made. Love that. 11 steals, 8 blocks. So this is, you know, top to bottom, at least from an offensive perspective, really good game for the Celtics team. Really good game, which when you're relying very heavily on bench guys, it's very nice to see. This is a game Jason Tatum did not play. Finally getting that dude to sit down, relax, breathe, and enjoy watching the rest of his teammates do something special. Which is good. You want to see that down the stretch. I am a huge fan of the minutes, the minute allocation to all of these guys. I think Joe Mazzulla has done a really good job of making sure he's keeping his guys fresh, but also making sure that they're not getting out of a rhythm. He's still playing them. He's not playing the major minutes, though. And he's giving them off nights here and there, but not consistently, not in a row. He wants to make sure all of these guys are still continuing to stay in a rhythm, but not really overbear them, right? And I think it is a fine line. Joe Mazzulla is doing an unbelievable job with it. So overall, A-plus game. Well, can't say A-plus game. It certainly wasn't perfect. There were issues in this game. Want to talk about it, and then we'll dive into some of the standings here. Before we dive into the negatives, though, want to take a quick break for word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today. And let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so let's dive into some of the negatives. Like I said, this section, gonna stay super short. Overall, defensively, thought the Celtics played fine. Held the Trailblazers to 107. Fine. The only issue in tonight's game was offensive rebounding. The Celtics got hammered on the glass. Out-rebounded 53-40, but the bigger number, the only reason the Trailblazers were in this game, 22 offensive rebounds compared to the Celtics' 5. It was absolutely an effort thing, but you could see it. I mean, there were points in this game you weren't getting 100% from some of these Celtics guys. You didn't need it, right? Obviously, you'd like to see that cleaned up a little bit. It was a big issue tonight, but it's against a horrible Trailblazers team that wasn't taking advantage of anything. The Celtics had a lead. It pretty much kept it the entire night. So really, overall, solid game. The rebounding, terrible. Everything else, solid. Defensively, I thought they played really well. Offensively, they were excellent. It's just the rebounding. That's it. That's it. The only negative you can really take from today's game. So with that being said, I want to dive into some of the standings here because this is kind of an interesting point, interesting part right now. The Pacers won tonight. They beat Miami. And it probably keeps them at the 6th spot, leaving Miami and Philly at the 8th seed. So right now, the Indiana Pacers, 17.5 games back. Miami Heat and 76ers, both at 19. So chances are the Bulls, absolutely not making it up to the 8, right? Atlanta Hawks, absolutely not making it up to the 8. So it's either Miami, Philly, or somehow the Pacers, but they probably would have to lose out the remainder of their games in order to make that happen. And even then, very unlikely, right? So it is looking very much like the 7-8 matchup in the play-in tournament is going to be Miami versus Philly. The winner of that game obviously becomes the 7 seed, which would go on to face presumably the Milwaukee Bucks as the 2 seed. But then Chicago plays Atlanta. Loser of that goes home. Winner of that plays the loser of Miami and Philly. Whoever that is plays the Celtics. They are the 8 seed, right? So a little interesting because we won't find out who the Celtics are playing in the first round until the 19th, right before playoffs, right? Not an ideal situation because Philly just got Embiid back. Miami, always scary, right? I think anybody is expecting one of them to be the 8 seed. I don't see the Bulls or the Hawks advancing past either of those teams right now. If they do, great, you know, whatever. Like, I'd love to play the Bulls. Extremely unlikely, right? In my eyes, this is a 2-team race. It is Miami and Philly. So, listen, it's tough. Like, would I rather face one or the other? I would rather face Miami. I'd rather not have to play Joel Embiid in the first round. Not because I don't think that the Celtics can win, but because the dude is a bruiser. And he's a guy that won an MVP, one of the best players in the league, that can absolutely win you a game. It's whether or not the rest of the guys around him can win maybe 2, but like that's a series that I think could get pushed to 5, maybe 6 games, and that's not a situation you want to be in. I think the Celtics take care of Miami handily. I don't think that they have enough talent on that team to keep up with the Celtics. Philly does. Like, before Joel Embiid got hurt, Philly was pretty much locked in 2-3 seed. They were playing really good basketball. And then shit started going sideways. You had a surging Cavs team that jumped above them. They were playing really good basketball. They've now fell off a little bit. Still playing good basketball. But Philly is a dangerous team. They've got talent. The Celtics have owned the 76ers in the playoffs. Absolutely owned them in recent years. But it's still a really good team. And it's still a team that has a lot of bruisers, a lot of guys that can drag out a series, get you hurt. And I'm not saying they're trying to injure you, but like it's tough. It's a very physical team. So not a team that you would want to face first round. With that being said, Celtics, I think, are going to cruise through the majority of this. They're playing such good basketball. At this point in the season, they are still 35-3 at home. We have lost three games in the TD Garden, and we have locked up best record in the NBA. So the entire finals, everything, all of the playoffs runs through Boston, which is a great spot to be. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Celtics are in a great position to make history here. Chasing Banner 18. Hopefully, we can make that happen. And hopefully, we get a great first-round matchup that doesn't tire us out too much. That's where we're going to wrap things up for today. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we?